All right, next one is going to be this lady by the name of Judy Fleetwood, J-U-D-Y-F-L-E-E-T-W-O-D, Props, P-R-O-P-S-T. Today is the 16th. Her date of birth is 12/30/46. 78-year-old woman, 78-year-old woman from Pasadena. Lives at home with her husband, requires 24-hour care. They have around-the-clock aides, and then the daughter, Monica, who's very much involved in their care. The patient suffers from advanced dementia. She's lost over 30 pounds. She's married for 15 years, doesn't have a history of smoking or drug use or drinking alcohol in the past. She used to work as an administrator for Enron, E-N-R-O-N. Patient is not oriented to person, place, or time. She continues to talk and very confused. She's lost tremendous amount of weight. She's weak. She's thin, ADL dependent, and bowel and bladder incontinent as of 2 weeks ago. Totally, period. Last hospitalization 2 days ago because of fall. Before that, 4 days ago. 4 days before that because of another fall and diagnosed with UTI. With possible UTI, but no antibiotics were given. Period. Family history is significant for early dementia. Immunizations up to date. So review of system, bowel and bladder incontinence, weight loss of 20 pounds, anxiety at night, sundowner syndrome, decreased appetite. She has a childlike appetite. Moving off her extremities, not oriented to person, place, or time any longer. And at times very confused and agitated, consistent with sundowner syndrome. She's thin and is now bowel and bladder incontinent, requires help with all ADL. Allergy, none, medications, lithium, 300 ERBID, and Septra DS. Let's see. An exam, 150 over 80, pulses 82, respirations 1802, sats only 80%. Heart pauses, small pulses versus 2. Lungs, shallow breath sounds, abdomen soft, neck shows no JVD, skin shows no rash, rum, mucosa with tank lesion, lower extremities, significant weight, muscle wasting noted. Assessment, 78-year-old woman with advanced dementia, no longer oriented to person, place, or time, period. She has a total ADL dependency now. She requires help around the clock, 24/7. High risk of fall. Has required 2 ER visits in the past 10 days because of fall. Also has a urinary tract infection recurrent, which is the hallmark of end-stage patients with end-stage dementia and what they most likely will die of, which is urosepsis, period. She also has hypoventilation with low O2 sat and... Given her change in her mental status, her advanced related to advanced dementia, as well as her bowel and bladder incontinency, frequent falls, 20-pound weight loss, and ADL dependency, patient is definitely no longer oriented to person, place, or time. She meets the criteria for palliative and hospice care at home. Period. Furthermore, patient and family do not want her to go back and forth to the hospital and or the doctor's office with the events of past 2 weeks and subsequent ER visits, period. Patients to be kept comfortable at home. Most likely has less than 6 months to live given her advanced dementia, advanced disease, and the disease left to its own accord. Thank you.